The reason people aren't financially free is they don't know what to do and they don't know where to start. I want you to join Joey and I at the Virtual Inner Circle Live, April the 4th through the 6th, as we share with you the exact answers to those questions. We only do this event one time per year. I don't want you to miss out. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter promo code podcast. When you're at this event, you're going to get your investor DNA. You're going to get access to up to 6 different passive income strategies. So you know, leaving this event, exactly what to do, taking our decades of knowledge so that you can start becoming financially free. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter the promo code podcast.
Move.
Are you dancing? Hey, are you a stallion? It's okay to sing, man. People love a little natural intro, something a little different, right?
That's right.
Hey, there's such a blessing, bro, that you and I did not have to ever go through the dating phase of technology, because we would have totally sucked at it. But
yes,
today we had a lot of fun talking a little bit about the different passive income opportunities that are out there. And one, how do we find them? What are all the options? And what are the commitment levels? What is your thoughts on how do we find deals, and why is it important for someone listening today to take this podcast to help them on their journey to becoming financially free?
Well, let's be real, Russ. You don't want to just get into any relationship right out of the gate, right? You got to know, is this the right fit for me? Is this the person or the stream of income that I want to spend the rest of my life with? And man, I think we uncovered that. Like, we talked about your investor DNA. We talked about making sure I'm compatible with this passive income stream. Because what happens? You get into a deal, and we actually mentioned this in the episode. You're so excited about it at the front end. And then you realize, just like I did with 100unicorns.com, that it was way more time and energy than I anticipated. I didn't realize that wasn't compatible with me, right?
You didn't go on enough dates, bro. You didn't ask people.
I did not, yes. And I did not hold up my investor DNA. That was my biggest failure. But today, all the coaches unveiled their own way that they see the deals that they're in love with. And I think you're going to get a lot out of that. You're going to learn how to think the way that an investor thinks. And that's really the takeaway. You got to become a better investor if you want to end up with the right investments.
It's not all, you can't just sit on the sidelines forever, right? You're going to have to put that foot on the dance floor and get on out there, man. You know, like, right. I feel like at the event the other day, I watched so many young guys sitting there just watching, right? They're all of our single
just
ladies.
Putting out the vibe.
All the single ladies were on the dance floor, and I'm looking around, and there is no dudes.
Yes.
I mean, other than me, and I'm just having fun, right? But there's nobody out there, so you just can't always sit back, right? Yeah, evaluate, prepare, and then go, you know, get in the game, right? Hit the dance floor. Today's podcast hopefully will give you some encouragement in a very fun way. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way. Hopefully you're with somebody that you love, and maybe this podcast will help you to laugh while you start looking for love and financial freedom so that you will be able to enjoy the things that you want to do for the rest of the year. Stallion, get your chair. That's belly up.
Welcome to the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast, your guide to understanding how to get out of the Wall Street rat race and start your own mailbox money lifestyle. Now, don't let these handsome Southern draws fool you. These financial minds are teaching our country to enhance savings, increase cash flow, and create passive income, all without the help of Wall Street. Are you ready to break through? Now, here are your hosts, Russ Morgan and Joey Murray.
Welcome into the Financial Freedom Roundtable, where each week we break down complex financial topics so that you can more easily understand them and, more importantly, take action on your path to becoming financially free. If this is your first time in the room, grateful to have you. My name is Russ Moyer. They call me the idea guy, mostly because lack of follow-through guy or bad internet guy just doesn't sound so cool. But enough about me for a moment. Let me introduce you to my co-host, my partner. He's the Italian Stallion. He's got the license plate cover to prove it. Mr. Joe Murray. Stallion, good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Good to be here, Russ. And I tell you, this topic today has got me fired up. You want to know why?
Why? Yes, I want to know.
Because we just got back from the Inner Circle Live. We're in the hallways of the Westin Hotel here in Birmingham. And I saw people looking for love. Just looking for love everywhere they went. They went to all these breakout sessions and they said, who will I fall in love with? Which passive income stream is for me? And it was just, it reminded me of a Match.com or a, you know, something going on, eHarmony right there in your face. It was something to partake.
Hey, one of those looking for love and all the wrong faces, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. I'm excited because we get to break this down today.
Okay. All right. Well, let's break it down. Let's get the coaches in the room, man. The beauty of being at this podcast every single week is that you and I have so much support. We're surrounded by the dream team of financial coaches. Let's get them up. Number one on my list, Mr. Incredible. His superpower is speed to financial freedom, and the real beauty of that speed is it's contagious. My man, JD Hill. Say hello to your fans, JD.
Hey, fans. Hey, Jamie. Man, I'll tell you, it was that was fun to be able to actually do that live at the event and actually be able to wave to the two fans in the audience. That was great.
I didn't know your mom was there. Was your mom there? Yeah.
Crazy. No, Adler was there and she waved, but that's it.
That's right.
JD, what passive income stream will I fall in love with from listening to you today?
I don't know which one you're going to fall in love with. I can certainly tell you the ones that I generally fall in love with are the ones that are fast and quick.
The fast and the quick.
And it gets me in trouble every time. Every time.
All right. I know you like the fast and the furious, but the fast and the quick. Okay.
The fast and the quick, baby. Come on.
All right. Let me bring somebody else in. I got to your left, a true financial Sherlock Holmes of our day. No problem with too difficult to solve. If I had just known him earlier, I'd be so much richer. Said everybody, Mr. Downtown Ernie Brown. Nice to see you, Ern.
Nice to be seen, Russ. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, man. What passive income stream am I going to fall in love with today?
Well, man, I think I'm just going to jump on the JD train. I'll go with fast and quick.
Oh, come on. Usually you compete with him. You debate him.
Love debating JD. Well, here's my thing for the year. When people ask me, hey, what are you going to fall in love with this year? Is my response to so many people is I'm happily married. Thank you.
Wow. You've already found one.
Yes. I'm exclusive.
Okay. Well, I do want to get to that a little bit later. I want to talk about the commitment level to any of these things that we're falling in love with. Okay. I want to know how we're going to find them first. But at some point we're going to need to know how committed do I have to be. All right. Well, let's get over to the king of Beeham, Mr. Real Estate himself. He's agnostic to its type as long as it produces cash flow. The multi-talented Mr. Jamie O'Brien. Good to see you, Jamie.
What's happening, Russ?
Hey, are you going to give us something today? Like, are you going to help us? Are you going to woo us with real estate? What's going to be that thing that's going to come out of your mind today?
Man, I've met real estate several years ago, and I've been in love ever since. The fun thing about real estate, though, is it's kind of like saying I like brunettes. There's so many different options. So opens the door to multiple possibilities.
Ooh, it's getting juicy up in here. We're going on the view. They're trying to get that thing on the gram.
Come on.
I got it. I hear you. All right. Well, we may have a heart attack. And if we do, we're going to call the doctor for this thing, the DFM. The doctor of financial medicine. He's got a precision-like approach to cash flow, and he can diagnose problems before they even occur just by looking at your financial statement. Mr. Automated Budget himself, Eric Hudson. Great to have you on, Eric.
Russ, man, I'm so glad to be here. So glad to have been at the event this weekend. Amazing.
Tell me a little bit about your love interest here.
You know, I think back on my buddy James Taylor that says, I thought I was in love a couple of times before to the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. So I'm going to tell you, I've thought I've been in love many times just to realize I actually wasn't. And we'll pour into that more later.
Okay. Well, I'm an urban cowboy guy, right? I remember when Bud and Sissy were on the break, you know, and he was shacking up with Pam. And she's over there playing a good song. He's like, Pam, I said, turn it up. But just like Bud, I think, you know, sometimes we can get caught looking for love in too many faces, right? Mm-hmm. One of our guests when we were here at the Inner Circle Live, Needy Jamdar, he said, man, I got caught looking for all of these different ideas, and we tried almost every one of them. We went an inch deep in 12 different directions and realized that we were getting no closer to our goals. And I have felt that way, Joey. I have felt that way before, where I just wanted to do all the ideas. And as we were going through the passive income matrix after JD did such a fantastic job covering the investor DNA.
Thank you.
I mentioned to all of those who were similar to me that their investor profiles, their DIS profile started out with an I. They were influencers. I was like, you got to start with the cons page. You got to, everything on the pros page, you already know you want to do, right? Everything's a pro. We're optimistic. And I think that sometimes can be costly. So I want to come around to you, Joseph. Let's dig into this. I want to break this down into three areas. One, if I'm looking for love for passive income, how do I find it? Secondly, what are all my options? There's just lots of options, and we've experienced a lot of them, and I want to share some of those experiences, right? This is a kiss and tell moment, right? It's okay to do that. That's all right. Wow.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, I want to know, how committed do I have to be? Like, or is it like, do I have to love this thing forever? Is it all right to sometime find another one? Okay.
Yeah.
So for you, Joey, let's talk first about, how do I find them? How do I go looking for these options?
Well, I liken it to compatibility, right? I mean, does she have a good personality, right? You need to know that on the outset. But no, it really comes down to, as an investor, what are the things that I need it to be doing for me? Like, am I looking for immediate cash flow? Like, break down, we've talked about this as your investor buy box before, right? And to me, we've actually been on so many calls just this week, Russ. I don't know how many you've had, but I've had people reaching out to me in the community, texting, emailing. They're so fired up from the Inner Circle Live that they don't know where to start. And they're just like, oh my gosh, that breakout session with Niti was so amazing. I think I want to do the Burr strategy. Or, hey, I love this Amazon idea, and I'm going down that path. Here's what I'll tell you. If you don't get objective about what it is that you're really trying to accomplish and what sort of things that you're going to be compatible with, to use kind of our theme today, then you're going to be disappointed, right? Start with the end in mind and start building out exactly what those things are. So you want me to make it real practical?
100%, please.
Okay. So for me, I'm a high S, right? I'm actually SI. So I kind of play in both of those fields. The things that I love are a business-backed type of investment that I can have some influence on, but that's also going to have some security. It's also going to have something behind it, right? So this whole thing, like, our next big thing is getting into the Amazon space. Why is that? because these are hard and fast. These are product-based backed type businesses that have a track record. They've already been successful. Like that to me draws me into that, and it's going to create immediate cash flow. Those things right off the bat, I'm compatible with.
Okay. Joey, that was a great answer to a question I didn't ask, but I'm grateful that you gave it. We learned a lot there. I'm going to come to you now, right? I asked the question, and I'm hoping that you'll have an answer a little closer to the area I was in. I'm looking to, how do I find love in these areas? Where should I be looking? Do you have a criteria for me? Do you have some places that help a brother out?
Well, I actually think Joey's answer was gold.
Thank you.
I thought it was really good. And it made me think, if you have no standards, everyone's going to look good. Or Billy's going to have his beer goggles on, right? You might be like Billy. So how do you get those standards? Well, I think you have to start to, like Joey was saying, it's such a great answer. You have to figure out, what are you compatible with? Well, how do you know what you're compatible with? You have to know yourself, right? How do you do that? I think you start with your investor DNA. How are you wired up? What is the unique way that you see the world? What are the strengths in your particular personality style? And then get equipping around the deals that you're looking at to say, is this a good fit? Or how can I turn this into a good fit for me based upon the way that I'm wired? So I'll stop there. Russ, who knows if I'm even close to what you're asking with these impossible questions.
Russ is the only person that can answer his question at this point. Just everybody else has give up.
Jamie, help me out. Jump in there.
Man, I mean, you can find opportunities everywhere. And so I think, as the other guys have said, figuring out what you want to do is super important. But I mean, real estate, let's talk real estate. I mean, you can go on the MLS, you can go land flipping, you can go burr within the MLS, you can go house flipping, you can do a million different things. Where do you find it? I think it is figuring out what you want to do, what you want to attack. And information is plentiful. You can find information on what you want to attack really anywhere. I don't think I answered your question, Russ.
Well, I think you started to, right? Like you mentioned real estate, and JD, if I wanted to dig into real estate, let's just pretend that was my love interest. Where would I go to get more information on that? Where would that stuff live? And how could I determine if I was compatible?
You know, if only there were a place you could go where there were like-minded people in a community actually doing these types of things. If only there were a place to go where you could do that, then you could actually collaborate and ask questions to these answers. And I think there actually is such a community. It's called the Inner Circle.
Hmm.
And it's our community.
Okay.
And that is where you can go to be able to figure out what niche. I like to use the French, right? What niche do you really want to go down inside of the real estate, inside of the real estate space? You know, I went down the road of wholesaling and flipping houses. I opted not to go down the route of the burrs. You know, and looking back on it, because I wanted to go quick and fast, you know, I should have slowed down. You know, I definitely should have slowed down.
If you've listened to our show for any length of time, you've heard us talk about infinite banking and how we were able to use that concept to create over $50,000 a month in passive income. But it's just not that easy to figure out, how does this all connect into my own personal system?
Stallion, that's why we created the Passive Income Operating System, bro. It shows you how to turn active income into passive income. It makes all the steps come together. If you would like to get access to it as a podcast listener, we've never given this away in public before. Go to wealthwhitewallstreet.com/POS. There was nothing worse than walking into class when you're in school and the teacher's saying, pop quiz day. Why? Because you were unprepared. Are you unprepared, though, for financial freedom?
Don't be. Find out how close you are by taking our 30-second quiz at wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/quiz.
Well, you say you should have slowed down, and I want to come back to that. I don't want to not miss an opportunity to get deeper in there. But before that, though, Eric, I want to give you first crack at this, right? Because, okay, these guys have sort of, not really, they gave us a couple of criteria of where do I go find it, right? I need to understand who I am as an investor. I need to realize, is it going to be truly active? Is it going to be truly passive? Is it, if it's in the real estate space, maybe there's a couple of different locations that I can go to. There's probably meetups. As JD said, there's a community that I could dig into. Let's talk about options, though. Let's start talking about the things that we have fallen in love with in the passive income space. So for you, outside of Miss Hudson, when it comes to passive income, what's your first love?
Well, it changes, right? As I have grown financially and in my knowledge, that has shifted. And like Joey said, know yourself. I hearken back a little bit to what Jamie said. He has an affinity for brunettes. I'm a brunette, Jamie. I'm confident. I'm confident.
We have lost Russ, by the way.
Although Jamie narrowed the list down to brunettes, it's not all brunettes. So I would call inner circle. So when I wanted to find a mate, I identified the group of people I wanted to be involved with. So for me, as an evangelical Christian, I wanted to find my lifetime mate in church. And so if you want to call the inner circle your financial church, that's fine. But sometimes you go shopping before that, and the very simple thing to do is to scroll through your Wealth Without Wall Street podcast, and there are a plethora of different passive income ideas that you can find without committing to anything to find the one that suits you. For me, I'm currently in love with land flipping, but I'm also just started the Amazon business, and it's a lot of work up front, but I think it's really going to pay off. I don't know if I'm in love yet.
Okay. So
he's still dating.
He's on the social networks searching for options. Okay. I like that. By the way, I think that may have been the by far number one moment in podcast history. I'm a brunette. And he did tell us where he's finding options by going to the podcast and just scrolling for names, right? I mean, hey, that's a lot of ways people are searching these apps for potential, I don't know, mates is the right term there, but they're scrolling, they're looking, there's something that draws them in to go deeper. Okay, I'm with you. Let's talk options. So he gave us land flipping. He gave us e-commerce. Jamie, what's an option that you're digging into?
I'm going to give you a hint. It has to do with real estate. And what I love about real estate, as I mentioned earlier, alluded to, was there's a lot of options within real estate. And I personally like that. There's a lot of options with each individual property. I prefer to buy properties where I have multiple exit strategies. You know, if I want to sell it retail, if I want to refinance and hold it as a long-term rental, make it a short-term rental, potentially just wholesale it to somebody else and let them deal with the rehab and the headache. There's land flipping, which I'm looking into. The problem I've always had is I have that high eye and I think everything looks good. And so I have dipped my toe in a lot of different things within the real estate world. But at the end of the day, I knew my buy box was I wanted something backed with a tangible asset that I could see not only long-term generational wealth growth, but cash flow. And so that's how I narrowed down my buy box to real estate, was that all makes sense to me. I figured out the simple basic equation of buy it cheaper than it's going to cost you to buy it, rehab it, and sell it, and you can make some money, right? You can take that and you can spread that across a bunch of different areas of real estate.
I'm going to jump in behind you, Jamie, and I'm going to attempt to answer your first question the way that you probably meant to ask it, Russ.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, I'm gonna throw a little twist on it.
Shocker.
If you attended our Inner Circle live event, if you start being in a community like our Inner Circle or Passive Income Mastermind, and beforehand you were wondering, where can I even find passive income ideas? You put on your goggles in those places, and all of a sudden you start seeing them everywhere, which is potentially a problem. Because if you haven't grounded yourself with what it is I'm really trying to accomplish, then as Jamie just mentioned, as we've all kind of mentioned, it all looks good. But you start to see things that were always there. I guarantee you this week, as people went home from our event, they have started to see things that they never saw before because they got exposed. They started to see things. They were around other people. They were having these conversations. And now all of a sudden, it's like, I can't not see it. It's right there in front of me. So anyway, I don't know if that's partially what you're saying, but you start finding them everywhere.
But hey, I like the way that Gabrielle just said this in the chat, really. I mean, maybe let's just be honest that we're just after passive income and that's the one. It's just that passive income could be wearing many different outfits, that there's a lot of different options out there, and maybe there's different ways that it gets the appropriate outfit for the appropriate occasion. But I do want to keep hearing options. I do want to see how this thing gets dressed up. So, Earn, for you, what's your favorite?
This year, it is going to be and continue to be by far land flipping. As I think about the environment that we're moving through this year, I think there will continue to be more and more good deals come onto the marketplace. Mm. I mean, when people continue to get squeezed in their cash flows with the rise of the cost of goods that's happening around us, do you think that there's going to be more parcels of property that longtime owners are going to be willing to sell at pennies on the dollar, oftentimes 30 cents on the dollar? And then how many deals are there where you can turn that thing around immediately? You don't have to clean it. You don't have to paint it. You don't have to do anything but market it and sell it for its retail value on terms. I think this year, priority number one is for me to max out as much as my land business can hold in capital. I got to be exclusive there because that's going to create the best opportunity for me.
I like that there are so many options, right? We've covered just basic, you know, buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat. We've talked about land flipping multiple times. We got into the e-commerce space. I mean, I'm sure if I kept asking you, Joey, you'd try to convince me that renting an RV is a good idea, right? Maybe buying a cattle company would be something we should be looking into. I mean, I'm not even going to ask you. I'm not even going to go down those. If Mark was here, he'd be telling us about ATMs, right? You should be in syndications, man. You should be looking for depreciation in the oil and gas space. JD, what other options am I forgetting? What other options have we not touched on that would open the eyes of someone listening and going, huh? That's interesting. Hadn't thought about that one.
I guess there's two that I'm really curious to continue to explore more about. They may not be the direction that I actually go this year. I could add it into what I'm doing. But one is notes, buying notes. The note buying thing is really fascinating to me because you're buying a performing note at a discount, likely because the person needs, they need the cash, right? Like they, in other words, they need the actual value of the note, but they're willing to sell it at a discount. So it's still profitable for you. So note buying is becoming really interesting to me. Another one is, because of the current interest rate environment, is creative finance with real estate. This is really fascinating. I'm in the process of trying to complete my first deal doing this, but seller financing a property, right? So I'm the purchaser. Russ, you're the seller. Right? I'm the buyer, you're the seller. I come to you and say, hey, Russ, I want to buy your house from you, but I don't want to use the banks, right? I want you to be the bank, right? I want you to carry the note. You owner finance that to me or seller finance that to me. And then I actually turn around and go seller finance that to somebody else. It's a really, really fascinating concept because one, you have, obviously there's two notes that you're going to wrap it, but you're making the arbitrage or the spread there, right? From whatever you give me the interest rate at versus what I give it to somebody else at. And then if there's enough margin in the deal where I buy it from you, say for 300, then I can turn around and sell it for 330. I just created another 30,000 of equity that's now mine that I can, if I can do it correctly, that 10% down payment, I get that equity right away. So I get cash up front and then I get to split the difference between whatever the interest rate is that you're giving me versus the interest rate that I'm selling to someone else. And I didn't have to use any cash out of pocket at all to make that deal work. So those are notes, and both of those are obviously around the same idea of notes in general, but those are two things that are really, really fascinating to me within the real estate space. Right now is owner financing or creative finance and doing stuff like that.
And on the note side, is that something you're actively pursuing those, like buying, like researching those, finding them on a marketplace, purchasing them, or is it something you're doing through a fund model?
It would be the former. And so I actually have a call set up next week with a buddy of mine that I was, interestingly enough, I was talking to at the event, the Inner Circle live event, who was telling me about note buying in the land flipping space. And I was like, dude, that is so brilliant. Because you can literally start, you can immediately start buying cash flow right away at a discounted rate. And so I'm having a conversation set up next week to explore that a little bit more, to learn more about that. Because that's something that I've personally just, I like it quick and fast. And the problem with quick and fast is oftentimes you have to move on to the next. So you don't actually go, you don't stick around very long. Right. And
what you just said there, I want to break down really quickly. Assume my internet doesn't break down on me, Joey. It is in the land flipping business. And what they've done is they went and bought raw land and they've turned around and sold it on terms. So somebody's paying them $100, $200, $500, $1,000 a month, whatever the number is, for a period of time, maybe 2 years, maybe 7 years. And at differing points, they get to a place where they need to buy new land to sell, but they run out of cash. And one of the things that they do to create cash is they say, hey, JD, I'm willing to sell you these agreements, these five agreements, or the financial word is notes, that I have with these five people. And I'm getting paid this amount every single month, and I'm willing to sell you the rest of the term on them. Or maybe I'm willing to sell you 1 year's worth of that. So here I am, I'm sitting on cash and I want to turn it into cash flow, and I'm trying to figure out where to do it. That's a really easy way, right? If I have the arrangements, if I have the connections, that's a really easy way for me to take cash and immediately turn it into cash flow. I don't even have to understand all the other things.
That's right. Somebody did all the hard work for you, which is the brilliant part, right? Somebody literally did the hard work for you. And if you're doing it on the land space, this is the thing that's so fascinating about land as I continue to go down this road. So I'm going through Land Geek's investor toolkit right now. Super, super fascinating how they structure and set up all these things. And I just... like when you, they set it up where when you're creating the cash flow, that you can't build or put any structures on the property until obviously the note's paid off. Well, if somebody defaults, I get that note right back because there's no structure on it. And then I get to go repurpose or resell the note. Like it's a brilliant business model, like absolutely brilliant.
And you don't go through a foreclosure process either.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So okay, your turn time to get that back on the market can be super quick.
That's right.
Yeah, there's just so
you many. Like it fast and quick. I see where you're going with that. I think what we need to do now is we need to focus in on our last call, right? I want everybody to go around the horn and give us our final thoughts, because if I'm listening to this, I want to know how I'm going to make my love connection with passive income at the end of this. Jamie, I'm going to start with you.
I think we hit the nail on the head early on is get in a community that brings you ideas, right? If you have nowhere to start or you have no idea where to start, get around people who are currently doing things that you think are interesting and start to learn about these options so that you can dive deeper into whatever you choose to pursue. That would be my final thought.
Awesome. JD, final thought.
Look, if you're big on not making mistakes, I personally don't like to make mistakes. The only way that's going to happen is if you're surrounded by other folks that have already made mistakes so that you can engage with them and ask them questions on what they've done so that you can prevent making the same mistakes that they've made. Obviously, you're going to make mistakes and that's perfectly fine, but you can mitigate how many and how expensive those are if you're in a community of other folks that are also pursuing the same thing that you're pursuing.
Love it. Ernie.
Well, I think the question stands, how committed do I have to be? And I would say, if you've got a good one, don't let it get away. That would be my thought. I think there's two types of people listening to this podcast, the one who's looking for love and the one who has found love. And both people fall into the same temptation. Is every week you guys bring a ridiculous new opportunity to the podcast, and it is hard to stay focused on one, right? So if you found love in a passive income path, pursue it fully all the way until you can't put any more capital or any more time into that to grow it, and then go looking for the next thing. And if you're looking for love, create a criteria for yourself. Well, what exactly am I looking for? You know, it doesn't have to be brunettes, even though I think brunettes are amazing. I'm there. I'm with you. It doesn't have to be brunettes. You can figure out for yourself, what am I looking for? Is it cash flow? Is it appreciation? Does it need to involve debt? Does it need to have some measure of depreciation? Does it need to be dependent upon my time or somebody else's time? What are you looking for? And figure that out for yourself. That way, as everything seems to look good, you can cross some things off the list. It's a final thought.
And by the way, I'm gonna call you to a call with one of these coaches, because they will help you with that. If you're sitting there thinking, that sounds great and wonderful for us to have this criteria, I don't even know where to start with that. You need to know your right next thing, right? These coaches are trained to walk you through that process to make it crystal clear. Go to wealth.wallstreet.com/free call and get that set up today. So famous brunette, Eric, what's your final thoughts?
So if you want to know how to have a long-lasting, successful relationship, you need to go find somebody that's had a long-lasting, successful relationship. Because asking someone that's newly married or newly dating how much they love this person is one thing. If you find somebody that's just started investing in something, they're always going to love it in the beginning. It reminds me of somebody told me about buying boats. The two greatest days in a boat owner's life is the day they buy it and the day they sell it. And that's not how you want it to be. You know, the day you get into an investment and the day you get out of it, I mean, you're just wanting out of it. That's not what you want. So that's what I think is, if I was going to do, you know, something in real estate in Birmingham, Alabama, then I would be trying to take Jamie to lunch. I would be trying to get in relationship with people who have done it for a very long time, very successfully, and see if I could just get time with them.
So good. Russ, round us out with your final thought.
I got off a call today with a guy who was really excited about an opportunity he had been exposed to. And when I was asking him how much information did he know about the operators and their success level in the deal that he was wanting to get in, and that's where it got a little bit hairy. A lot of times, as you said, Eric, we get really excited on the front end of deals. And I think when we go through this community, the goal should not be to find deals. The goal should be to become a better investor, right? Robert Kiyosaki is famous for saying that there's no good or bad investors, or good and bad investments, only good or bad investors. And I think that too oftentimes we get excited about a deal without understanding why the deal is actually good, what makes the deal good, and what could make the deal go bad. So quit getting caught up reading numbers and hearing good pitches. Start learning what a good deal looks like, put it out to the world, and those deals will come find you all over the place.
Thanks, everybody, for being on today. You guys nailed it and helped us to figure out how to fall in love with our next passive income stream. If you got value out of today's podcast, if you'll do us the favor and share the love for the love of all that's holy. Go out there and rate, review, like, all the wonderful things, because we want other people to fall in love with their next passive income stream. And it could be because you did this. Have an amazing day.
This has been the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show to break free of the Wall Street mindset and begin building wealth on your own terms in places you understand, so that your wealth will never run dry. See you next episode.